The Takeaways search for America's greatest innovation begins today with help from our partners at the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. It's a series about the stuff we've made, the stuff that has revolutionized America's culture, the economy, the way we live, the way people on the planet live. What is innovation? What does it feel like to think that way, to create that way? There is a curious unity, apparently, between the values of America and the qualities that have made for earth-shaking innovations that have transformed the 19th and 20th centuries. I'm sure you can list them. Of course you can list them. But what is this magical human quality? Americans have benefited from it, but Americans have also been trying to capture it, this inner impulse of inspiration and innovation, bottle it, and take it into the 21st century, along with people around the world trying to do the same thing, from India to Colombia to China and beyond. We want you to help us figure it out. Maybe crack the innovation code with your thoughts and votes. Saginaw, Michigan. Greatest innovation? Jazz and blues. I'll let the Ken Burns documentary make my case. Okay.
Hi, this is Rob from San Jose, California. I believe it's the light bulb. With it came the advancement of the electronic grid and the ensuing productivity.
You'll get to vote on our website and nominate a favorite crucial innovation, and we'll tell you how to do all that. But first, to get us all started, we ask some people with their own resume of American ingenuity to give us their ideas. Vernon Reed, guitarist, songwriter, composer. He shares his powerful, persuasive conviction that it is the electric guitar that is, in fact, America's greatest innovation. Vernon?
Hi, this is Vernon Reed, guitarist and founding member of the band Living Color. Any conversation that talks about an innovation that's changed our world forever has to include the electric guitar. Exhibit A, Chuck Berry. Exhibit B, B.B. King. The sound, the magic, the emotion that comes out of an electric guitar has made music what it is today. And it all started right here in the United States. The guy who developed the first one was a musician named George Beauchamp, who got help from an engineer named Adolph Rickenbacker. Their problem? Guitars just weren't loud enough to fill large rooms and concert halls, so other instruments, like pianos and trumpets, took center stage. In 1931, after years of tinkering, Beauchamp and Rickenbacker debuted the world's first electric guitar. It was a small aluminum instrument meant to be played on your lap. They called it the frying pan. At first, it was Hawaiian musicians that got the most use out of the new amplified guitar. But following close behind were blues, jazz, and country artists. Then came the early rock and roll pioneers. Think Charlie Christian, Buddy Holly. As time progressed, so did guitar players. Hendrix, Santana, Clapton, Page, Fripp. They all took the electric guitar to another level. They laid the foundation for bands like the one I started in the late 80s. We all owe a lot to Mr. Beauchamp and Mr. Rickenbacker. Their gift to our world paved the way for another kind of innovation, one of artistic expression, and also a countercultural movement that changed our country forever and for the better. So please, express yourself right now. Make it loud and vote for this wholly fabulous and revolutionary electric instrument. Like the late, great Frank Zappa said, shut up and play your guitar.
What do you think is America's greatest innovation? Log on to our website, thetakeaway.org, and take your pick from our list of 9 innovation nominees, or you can nominate your own innovation. The plan is to have multiple rounds of voting over the next month and eventually crown a champion. We've already heard from many of you. Reading, Pennsylvania. Without question, the airplane, manned flight. Flying was a quest for human beings for thousands of years. Many had tried and failed, but two bicycle mechanics from Ohio took on the challenge, inventing numerous other patented technologies along the way, including the wind tunnel. Orville and Wilbur Wright built, tested, and flew an invention that changed the world and did it without corporate sponsorship or a family fortune, a feat that will never be repeated. You may get an argument about who exactly invented flight, but that's another story.
This is Gary Bremen from Wilton Manors, Florida. And in 1872, Yellowstone was established as the world's very first national park. Today, nearly 100 nations around the world have copied that idea, and the National Park Service is celebrating its centennial in 2016. It's really a great innovation and one of the best ideas America ever had.
Charlotte, North Carolina, the individual. For better or worse, prior to the creation of the United States and our adoption of the U.S. Constitution, most civilizations have had some form of caste, and the individual was part of a collective under the authority of a single person or group. Now, the idea of individuality and self-importance is spreading throughout the world. That's a good one.
My name is Alex. I'm calling from San Jose, California. The greatest invention America's ever made is the Internet. It's just so useful and so versatile. Pretty much every other invention that was made can be improved on through the Internet. So that has to be the winner.
This is Drew from La Grande, Oregon. The greatest American innovation. Close second to the polio vaccine, but number one has to be the ShamWow from late night TV.
Hi, this is Riley from Boston Spa, New York. The greatest invention that I think has ever been invented is the iPhone. I mean, what would I do without it, really? I'd probably be bored for countless hours.
Hey, guys. Ryan from Kelseyville, California. I say it's the coffee pot. How else can I brew up some peach coffee and listen to your great show?
I'll take some more coffee, too, Ryan. Give us a call. Tell us a story about America's greatest innovation. The number is 8778-MY-TAKE, or leave us a comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.